Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are your wellness radio for both Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. And in case you just missed the first part of the show, you can always access, probably by next week, well, check on the website, and you can see all different podcasts from different shows at www.kxoradio.com.
And share it with all your friends.
Yes.
I thought you were, for a second, you're saying, well, you know, if you missed the first segment, we'll just repeat it for you.
No. You can always access that podcast.
I forgot what I said. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, and we are sponsored. We're featuring, the last 2 weeks, we featured Vista Sounds, which is a specialized behavioral health, Imperial County Behavioral Health, program for elementary age kids with behavioral problems who are struggling in schools. And again, it's kind of the same thing we were talking about with the adolescent habilitative learning program. It's something where medication support may or may not be helping, counseling may or may not be helping, coaching with case managers may or may not be helping. They need a little bit more help.
Yes.
And so we've got these specialized programs. And again, unique to Imperial County. There aren't other counties running around doing these specialized programs. We're kind of really lucky to have people like Lupita here that are doing these and are good at working with kids and enjoy it.
Yes.
You worked at Vista Sands for a while, huh?
Yes.
Like many 10 years?
Wow. How many? How long?
Scott.
and now you're
Let's just leave it at many years.
Many years?
But you've spent your whole adult career with working with troubled kids and youth.
Yes.
And enjoying it. They're good company.
Yes, they are. You learn a lot from them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're lucky to have people like you in our community and programs like these. So we're back, and the topic is the Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program, and the guest is Lupita de la Rosa, and she's a mental health rehabilitation specialist.
Yes.
At the top of the mental health rehabilitation food chain. Now, this is, okay, let's brief summary here. It's a specialized program, right?
Yes.
It's for adolescents ages, what, 13?
13 to 18.
Mm-hmm. And it's based in Central High School.
Spartans.
Yes. And then you have students from all over countywide.
Yes.
Only in Imperial County. That means you have students from Calexico going to Central, Hopeville, Brawley. Everybody's coming into Central.
Yes, they are.
And it's really specialized, and there's lots of individualized services, so you only have 15 at any one time.
Yes.
Do you guys end up with waiting lists?
Yes, we do. And, yes, we do. That's because a lot of the students don't want to leave us. So we keep telling, you know, now it's time for you to go back and, you know, practice your skills and use your techniques to, you know, give another student an opportunity to come in and, you know, get all the techniques and the skills.
So, yeah, so once a student gets admitted, you know, you meet with the parents, the school, and everybody, and they say, yes, I want my child to be here in this program. So parents bring them all the way over here from, let's say, they live in Calipat, and so they drive them every day from Calipat to Central?
No, the sending school provides transportation for them.
So that means Calipat or Brawley or Calexico, wherever they're at, the school district provides the transportation.
Yes, even during the summer program, because right now we have a summer program going, mm-hmm. and the sending school is the one that's responsible for the transportation.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, so you have even, like, the summer program.
Yes, we do.
And is it for the whole summer, or?
It's 5 weeks.
It's 5 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and credit to the sending schools for being willing and responsible enough to invest that, because that's time and that's money and that's resources.
Yes.
So it's nice that they're able to see that there's a benefit for these students, because I don't imagine they send four at a time, although they may.
At times it's just one.
Yeah, at times.
And it's, you know, it's a long, at times, you know, if we have students from Westmoreland coming in, mm-hmm. then Brawley will provide transportation. And sometimes we only have one, sometimes we do have two, but, you know, and I do appreciate, you know, all the schools very, you know, having our back and about that, you know, being supportive and sending their students over to us.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.